thoughts, views, and opinions you hear on this show are just that, my thoughts, my views, my opinions. So if you don't like them, disagree with them, or whatever the case may be, well, there's a simple solution to all that, and that's just stop listening. But if you care to partake in the conversation, sit back, turn it up, and enjoy the show. Yeah, that. Welcome back to another episode of the Yeah That Podcast, hosted by yours truly, West Coast Roberto. How y'all doing out there? I hope y'all are doing well, because the homie's doing well. Make sure you follow on Instagram at Yeah That Podcast, on TikTok at Yeah That Podcast, and subscribe on YouTube, youtube.com/WestCoastRob. Without further ado, let's just get into the musical intro and show y'all the vibe that we on right now. We feeling good now, y'all. Good spirits, good vibes. Vibes to this. Hope y'all have a good day. Shout out to you, wherever you're listening to this podcast from. Whether it's in your car, on the way to work, to school, the gym, if you're on a bus, if you're on the way home from work, school, etc. Shout out to you. Ritmo. Hey. Hey.
The Yeah That Podcast.
No son ni Reebok ni son Nike. No. Sin estilista luzco fly. Yes. La Rosalía me dice que luzco guay. No te lo niego porque yo sé lo que hay. Lo que se ve no se pregunta. Nah. Yo te espero y tengo claro que es mi culpa.
Es mi culpa, culpa.
Como Canelo en el ring nada me asusta. Vivo en mi oasis y la paz no me la tumba. Hakuna Matata como Timon y Pumba.
I hope this puts you in a good mood. Wherever you're headed, whatever you're doing.
Haters pa la tumba, nosotros pa la rumba.
Gonna switch it up, y'all. The Oscars were the other day, and a lot of people won some awards.
The Yeah That Podcast.
Everybody.
Hey.
We don't got no time for waiting. Let's go celebrate, celebrate. Let's go celebrate, celebrate.
Let's go.
Everybody.
If you're celebrating something new, whether it's your birthday, something good happened to you, something good's coming up, good spirits, positive vibes, let's go.
I got the keys to the city.
Hey.
You know that this how I did it.
Hey.
Lifted up max, no limit. We living like we won't forget it. I won't be sipping, I'll be double fisted. No, I won't be driving, I'm driven. I'm stepping out dripping, stay hot like a kitchen. Cause baby, that is how I'm living.
I wanna go out to play,
hey.
Like I don't got bills to pay.
If you're throwing that hate my way, you best go about your way and have a nice day.
Everybody,
we don't got no time for waiting. Let's go celebrate, celebrate. Let's go celebrate, celebrate.
Let's have a good show, y'all. Hope y'all enjoy. Welcome back to another episode of the Yeah That Podcast, hosted by yours truly, West Coast Robbie. How are y'all doing out there? I hope y'all are doing well. The homie is doing well. Last episode, episode 60, we talked about Americans getting a little thick. We talked about obesity, ways you can change that, some crazy statistics regarding Americans and obesity, plus a plethora of other things. So if you haven't heard that episode, please make sure you check that out. Available on all podcast platforms and YouTube. Also, make sure you follow on Instagram at Instagram.com/YeahThatPodcast and on TikTok, while it's not banned, at YeahThatPodcast as well. And I say that because if you aren't aware, Congress and the government are working on banning TikTok. So if you love the app and you're still on the app, make sure you follow while you still can. Excuse me. Episode 61. How are y'all doing out there? If you're new to the pod, thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Hopefully you stay to the end. If you like what you hear, you like what you see, depending on if you're watching this on YouTube, make sure you subscribe, you follow the podcast, you rate the podcast, you comment, and you let me know. You know what I'm saying? You can follow on YouTube, youtube.com/WestCoastRob. For those of you OGs, returning listeners, you already know what time it is. You already know I got love for y'all, and I appreciate y'all for the support, as always. Yeah, that. Today I got somebody at work who came by, and they hit me up. They're like, yo, I listened to the podcast, man. I checked it out on YouTube. Good shit. Good stuff. Your production game is up there too, man. It looks good. Smooth transitioning. So, you know, appreciate that, man. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate the support. I appreciate the flowers, like they say nowadays. I appreciate it. You know what I mean? A lot of work goes into it. A lot of editing, a lot of time, and I do it all on my own. So I appreciate y'all's support for it. And I love doing it. It's fun. That was one of the questions that person asked me too. Shout out to Maddie. He's like, I bet that shit's fun. I was like, hell yeah, it's fun as hell. Especially when you have co-hosts and guests on, which people are nowadays. I don't know what's going on this year. I've only had one guest. Shout out to Mario when we talked about finances, but people are, I don't know, they're getting a little hesitant. I don't know. Or it's just that they're busy, you know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. We'll get guests on, but appreciate the support, appreciate the love. Yeah, if you want to donate, contribute, check out the show notes. But how was y'all's weekends, y'all's first couple days of work? Also, I just want to say, before we get into that, my bad, I'm kind of scatterbrained all over the place, but the new day for the podcast dropping is now Wednesday. So I apologize for those who were looking for the podcast on Tuesday and, you know, there was no word. You know, the homies been busy. I will let y'all know why in a second, but podcast will now drop on Wednesdays. That's one of the major podcast dropping days of the week. So we'll see where we fare, see where we compete, where we hold up in regards to podcasts. So I need y'all support and y'all's ratings and y'all sharing the podcast, et cetera, et cetera. Thank y'all for that. But yeah, Wednesdays podcast will drop on Wednesdays now. But yeah, homies been busy. Hope y'all had a good weekend. My daughter's prep soccer season started back up, which prep, for those of you who are unaware of what prep means, high school, prep sports. So prep sports, prep soccer, excuse me, started back up, and it starts off with a tournament. So she had a tournament on Monday, or excuse me, she had a game on Monday, game on Tuesday, game on Wednesday, then she has practice on Thursday and Friday, and on Thursday for school. And then we have a club tournament on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So she has a busy week. And you know me being that supportive sports dad, I have a busy week on top of that. Ripping and running, chauffeuring. And then I got my gymnast going to practice as well. So those of you who are avid and loyalists to the podcast, you already know. But with the season starting, with the prep season, it's now double soccer for my athlete. And then it's double trips now because we're into the gymnastics season as well. So we don't have a gymnastics meet this month. We have one next month. And I don't know where the location is, but we gotta plan accordingly. But yeah, I hope y'all had a good weekend. My weekend was chill. So I'm not really a big gamer. You know what I mean? When people ask, or if I say or I talk about a game, people get surprised. They're like, oh, I don't take you as a gamer. I was like, you know, I'm not really a gamer. I was just a sports guy, a sports gamer. I like to play sports games. I don't play Madden. Before you put me in a box, before you stereotype me, I'm not a Madden player. I stopped playing Madden years ago. I don't know how long ago, but it was years ago. It's just the same stuff. The game never improves. It kind of just the same redundance. The graphics are whack. It's just Madden has fallen off. However, I hear that NCAA football is coming back, and I preferred that back in the day before they stopped making it. NCAA was that game. That game. We had the modes where you start off in high school and then you pick colleges. That was cool with the career mode. NCAA was tight, so I might go back to playing NCAA, but until then, I've been playing shooters, you know what I mean? First-person shooters, open worlds, so I've been on older games. I'm not up to date with the current games. I'm not on Call of Duties that drop. I don't play stuff like that. I don't play the God of Wars, Spider-Man's, etc. So I've been playing, over the past year, I was playing Ghost Recon Wildlands. For those gamers out there, y'all know what I'm talking about. Good game, fun game, open world shooter. And I was introduced to The Division. So I was a fan of Wildlands and Tom Clancy games. You know, I know of Tom Clancy's games. So I was playing Wildlands hardcore, beat that game, still playing because there's so much to do. And I was like, all right, let's switch it up a bit. So The Division 2 is the game I'm on. And that game, I have to say, that's one of the best games I have ever played and probably one of the best games, shooter games ever made. Yes, prove me wrong for my gamers out there. That game, I love that game. And they're just consistently improving it, coming out with new stuff every year with the seasons and the different modes. And that game, fire. And I'm now just starting to understand builds and concepts. For those of you who don't play games, who don't know what the game is, it's all foreign talk. But for those of you who do, that game is fire. I love that game. The Division 2 is where it's at. If you like shooters and you don't want to play the Call of Duties, or you're tired of the Call of Duties, try out The Division 2, Part 2. Fire game. Love it. Always figuring out new stuff. I can't talk about that game enough. That game is amazing. They're about to come out with a Part 3. Woof, man, looking forward to it. But played the game all weekend, chilled. And when we don't have sports on the weekend, I just bum it, slum it, play games, watch movies, and be chilling. So I hope y'all had a good weekend and were able to do things that helped you relax as well. Over past weekend, it was daylight savings time, and not gonna lie, I forgot about it. I completely forgot about daylight savings time, and I frequent the basement, go into the kitchen, and you see the stove time. You're like, okay, it's 12, da da, woo woo, this is this. So you're watching TV or you're watching whatever. And I was playing my game all day. I was like, all right, let's give it a break. I've been playing since 7:30 in the morning. It's now 12 o'clock. So there, let me go grab some lunch, you know what I mean? Some lunch. So I go up into the kitchen. It's like, all right, it's 12 something. I was on my phone. I was actually on my phone down here before I went upstairs. And I was like, damn, it's 1 something. I've been playing since 7:30, golly, or 8 o'clock. Like, man, I've been going. It's like, it's 1 o'clock. So I go to the kitchen and I look at the time on the stove. And I was like, it's 12. It says 12 something. I was like, holy crap, it's daylight savings time. I forgot all about it. lost an hour of sleep. It was crazy. I didn't even pay it no mind. So I technically woke up at 6. So I woke up that morning at 7, which was a Sunday morning when I realized it. So body was like, okay, it's 6, which is early as shit on a Sunday when you think about it. Like 7 o'clock, aka technically Sunday, or 6 o'clock on a Sunday. It's like, man, didn't even realize it. But woke up, I was like, oh shoot, daylight savings time. Let me change this clock. Let me change the microwave clock. I was like, fuck. Time is flying. Like, day's damn near over. So I was like, all right, fuck. Went to work, started the work week off, and was feeling weird, I guess. Trying to get accustomed and adjusted to the time change. And I know a lot of people at work were saying the same thing. Like, I'm just trying to get adjusted to this, the daylight savings time, which is crazy. It's like, I thought we stopped doing that. Changing the clocks forward, spring forward, fall back. But I guess not. And I was like, what is the purpose of DST, man? Daylight savings time. So the purpose of daylight savings time, for those of you who are unaware, it's to preserve energy and to get more use from natural light, aka daylight. So in the spring, you give an hour of more of daylight, and you get less in the fall. So it's all to preserve energy and use more natural light. That's the whole point of daylight savings time. And I was like, all right, okay, makes sense. You know what I mean? So I know I personally like the longer days. And then especially when I was living in the Pac Northwest, them days were long. You had daylight until damn near 11 o'clock at night, 10, 11 o'clock at night. I remember putting my daughters to sleep or putting them to bed. And my daughters in the summertime used to be like, why are we going to sleep so early? Like, the sun is still out. It's about to go down. It's still out. I was like, it's 9 o'clock. Like, you need to go to bed. Like, what do you mean? And this is when they were younger. But, you know, them longer days, them long days of summer, it's exactly what it is. So daylight savings time, you know, I think I just now got used to, my body got used to the time and the daylight and all that stuff. So how about y'all? Y'all get adjusted right away, or did y'all not even flinch? Or was it nothing to y'all? Also, this weekend, or this past couple days, was the start of Ramadan. Shout out to those participating in Ramadan, doing it. Ramadan is tough. I learned a lot about it last year with one of my homegirls. She was participating in it in Ramadan because she has a lot of family members who practice Islam or who are Muslim. So she did it, and I learned a lot about it, and I was intrigued. So, you know, looked more into Muslim and Islam. So Ramadan is crazy. You know, she couldn't eat nothing, drink nothing all day long, which that's a part of it. They get iftar, which is the first meal before the sun comes up, and then they can't eat again until the sun goes down. And I forgot what that, I think it's suktar is the name of that meal when the sun goes down. But yeah, Ramadan's crazy. I thought about doing it this year and participating in it, but I didn't want to. You got to learn, or you got to know how to do it in regards to trying to weight train too, especially when you're trying to shed or prep. So I'm considering competing again this year, so I don't know. And I was like, all right, well, maybe I'll do Ramadan next year. We'll see. We'll see how it goes, but I didn't want it to affect my cut. And in all actuality, it probably would have helped my cut because I would have been fasting. And I would have been fasting all day long, but training during the day would have sucked because I wouldn't have been able to drink any water, consume any protein post-workout, eat post-workout meals, all that. So you'd have to adjust your schedule when it comes to Ramadan. So shout out to everybody, athletes or whomever who participate in Ramadan while training. I mean, salute to y'all. I know that's very tough, very tough, but y'all know y'all got to get it done. And shout out to y'all for doing so. Sorry, I'm looking for the exact term of the meals. I had that popped up the other day when I was reading about it. Dang. I know iftar, if I'm pronouncing it right, is the meal prior to the sun coming up. Where is that, man? Where is that? Well, yeah, Ramadan. So respect it. Learn some things. Respect other cultures. Keep an open mind. You know what I mean? It only makes the world a better place when you do so. I can't find it. Can't find that. But a lot of things are going on right now, man. We had this past week, United States, we had Super Tuesday. For those of you, I'm not really big into politics. I don't like to talk about politics because everybody has their own beliefs on their own ways. But actually, let me go back. Sorry. In regards to DST, prior to Ramadan, DST. Fun fact, crazy fact. Daylight savings times. Not every state in the United States participates in daylight savings time. I didn't know that. There's 70 countries that participate in daylight savings time. Hawaii, in the United States, Hawaii and parts of Arizona do not participate in daylight savings time. That is crazy to me. Did not know that. I thought it was just a whole United States thing, but Hawaii does not participate and neither does Arizona. The only part of Arizona that participates in daylight savings time is the Navajo Nation. Shout out to my Navajo Nation homies out there, to my Navajo Nation people. I got some homies that are Navajo Nation. They are the only part of Arizona that participates in daylight savings time, which is crazy, crazy, crazy. But yeah, daylight savings time is the only part, or is to preserve energy by getting more use of natural light. And 70 countries participate in it. A lot of countries near the equator do not participate in it. So like Puerto Rico, Mariana Islands, Virgin Islands, etc., do not participate in daylight savings time. Fun fact. You know what I mean? I meant to say that back when I was talking about it prior to me going into Ramadan. But yeah, Super Tuesday. So Super Tuesday was this past week here in the United States. What Super Tuesday is voting for the representative of the primary parties, the two parties, Democrat or Republican. And for us, it's the two nominees, highly favored for each party. It's going to be Trump and Biden again, which to me is just like, what? And then I don't get, so you have those nominees, you have the nominees or those running who dropped out of the race for like Republicans, for example, Christie and Rash Mawandi dropped out, but their names are still on the ballot. So then you have like lost voting because they've been dropped out of the race, but then their names are still on the ballot in certain states. So then people can still vote for them. It's nuts to me, even though they don't dropped out of the race. Like, those are just lost votes, like just pointless votes. But yeah, the front runner for the Republican Party is Donald Trump again, which is crazy when this fool is going through all this mitigation and going through and dealing with all these cases, but yet he's still the front runner. You have so many people who complained about him and the issues he's going through, but yet he's the front runner for the Republican Party again. And then for the Democratic side, you have Joe Biden, who people deem unsuitable to be president due to his age and his condition and what he's dealing with, yet he's the front runner for the Democratic Party. We're going through the same two people who have the same two issues, which is nuts. Like, whatever, man. Whatever. All that stuff is just like, what are we doing, man? What are we doing? But it is what it is. I don't like to dive too much into politics because, like I said, people tend to disagree on a lot of things, and I don't know. It's just one of them things. Like, you don't do it at work because everybody's a political expert. You just don't do it. But As of recent, I don't know if y'all are aware of that Wendy Williams documentary that dropped a few weeks ago. If you don't know who Wendy Williams is, she's a radio personality, been in the game for years. She had her own talk show, Wendy Williams Show. And, you know, she had recently, a couple years ago, her show had been on for, I believe, 14 years, something like that. I did not know it was on for so long. But as of recent, there were rumors and there were reports that she was incoherent and very unsuitable. When at the workplace, she was just drunk, basically drunk at the workplace. Therefore, her show ended. So she, you know, kind of fell off, got off the map, and or went off the grid, but recently emerged with a documentary. And the documentary is titled Where is Wendy Williams? And it covers her and in her current state, which after watching that documentary, it's sad to see. So she is unsuitable to take care of herself. She is under a guardianship, which is you have somebody calling the shots for you because they feel as you're not coherent enough to make rational decisions in regards to important things such as your finances, etc., etc. So she's under a guardianship, and the documentary covers her. It's a four-episode documentary, and it shows her in her, I guess she's trying to get back on television. She feels as if she is coherent enough to be on television, to have another show, but she's dealing with alcoholism issues, lymphedemas on her feet to where her feet are swollen. And it's just crazy to see, man. It's crazy to see. So my wife started watching it, and I caught the end of the first episode, and it was interesting. So I started watching episodes 2, 3, and 4. And some of the things she was doing, or the ways she was acting and talking to people, was crazy and sad. She has a manager, she has a publicist, and it just seems like the manager and the publicist aren't really like looking out for her best interests, which is sad. She goes and visits her family down in Florida. She doesn't even recognize her nephew. When her nephew sits down, she recognizes her son. And it's just crazy, man. It's nuts. It's a very interesting documentary. It's sad to see somebody in a state like that, mental state, who obviously needs help, isn't getting the help they need. However, word is that she's in a facility now. That's why you haven't heard from her. That's why it's titled Where is Wendy Williams? Her family has limited communication with her. It's a very interesting documentary. I recommend you watch it. It's on A&E. And if you do watch it, let me know what you think about it. It's pretty sad. And there's people in the doc that are going to piss you off. And it's like, what are you doing? You know what I mean? Just check it out. Let me know what you think. Send me a message. Drop some comments. Wherever you see this at, let me know what you think about the doc. Interesting as hell. Best wishes go out to Wendy Williams, and hope she does better. Her mental needs some help. Like she needs some help mentally. So that being said, Ryan Garcia. For those of you who are unaware who Ryan Garcia is, he's a boxer. He blew up via the internet, you know, being super fast. Homie has some fast hands, you know. Fast hands. I remember first time seeing this dude, he was in the garage when he was hitting this it wasn't even a speed bag, it was a retractable bag that was bouncing back and forth, and he was hitting it. Boom, 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 boom. Hand speed, like crazy. Became a professional boxer. Has some fights under his belt. He fought Tank Davis. Tank Davis beat him, put him down. He has a fight coming up with Devin Haney. Another big name, champ. So Ryan Garcia, though, as of recent, has come out talking about a like secret society who made him watch some unspeakable things. He's had a lot of videos, and he's had, I guess some people would say, mental breakdowns. It's just out of nowhere. This dude out of nowhere blows up. Isn't really big on the internet. He just posts like boxing videos. He does his boxing thing, his promotions. But as of late, he's been posting outbursts and posting videos and has allegations towards people and societies within the higher elites in Hollywood. He was on the Andrew Tate show, talking to Andrew Tate, talking about what he was made to watch, which is unspeakable. He said, claims he has proof of what he was speaking about. You know, you read the comment section, and a lot of people are sad and saying, you know, he needs help, that he needs to lay off the drugs, that he's, you know what I mean, he's just having a mental breakdown, et cetera, et cetera. Ryan has since come out on his Instagram and posted that he will no longer post any content other than boxing. So those who rock with him, I mean, continue to rock with him. Thank you for those who follow him, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, people don't understand a lot of things when it comes to being high profile, being a celebrity or whatever. You have no idea what it goes or what it's like to be a celebrity, to be in the limelight. Not saying I do either, but a lot of people strive for that. A lot of people want that. I mean, they want to be famous. Wendy Williams states in her documentary that she loves being famous. She loves being famous. There's a clip where she goes to Hollywood. She lives in New York, flies to Hollywood to talk to executives about a possible other show. And then she goes to her star in Hollywood Walk of Fame. And she's just standing there because she remembers the day and she's reliving it, hoping people see her and want to take pictures. And she states several times in the documentary that she loves being famous. A lot of people want to be famous. They want to be a celebrity, but they don't know, they don't understand what comes with that. So not saying, I mean, strive and achieve your goals, work towards your goals, but just make sure you are aware of the totality of what comes with being a celebrity. We see a lot of celebrities, you know what I mean, change as they become a huge megastar, worldwide superstar. Kanye, you know what I mean? Kanye blew up and now look at homie. Homie is known as something else, you know what I mean? So it's a world that we are unaware of for those of who are fans of a lot of these people, and a lot of people are wanting to be celebrities, thinking it's all fun and games, chill, money, this, and this, et cetera, et cetera. But a lot comes with it. You know what I mean? A lot comes with it. And a lot of people don't like it. A lot of celebrities can't deal with it, and they have their breakdowns because they stay true to themselves. So, you know what I mean? So shout out to those. I say that to say, I mean, people talk about Ryan Garcia and how he's having a mental breakdown. I mean, it is what it is. It's all about the support system and having a good support system and a good circle around him. So for those of you out there, if you do become a celebrity, you're striving to be a celebrity, make sure you have a good support system. You have people who are really there for your well-being and who are going to hold you down and keep you grounded and tell you, like, yo, you need to chill. That's not a good look, et cetera, et cetera. And if you do become a celebrity, don't let that fame get to you, man. Don't let the fame get to you. Remember the grind and everything you had to do to get there, and just stay true to you, because from what I hear from people who are in there, it's crazy. I mean, we know people. I know people who know people, and what they tell them and what they tell me is nuts, that some of the shit we hear is true. I've talked about it in past episodes. So it's all crazy, man. It's all crazy. Yeah, this past weekend, another weekend great sports, a lot of cool sports. It's March Madness. You know what I mean? March Madness is going down. College games, college basketball games are getting more intense, getting more exciting. I don't watch college basketball all season, but I start watching in March. I start following, start keeping track. And the scuffles that have been going on, the intensity is nuts. And I'm referring, one, to the LSU South Carolina women's SEC final game. The big scuffle. For those of you who are unaware, the LSU ladies were number two, University of South Carolina. Gamecocks ladies were ranked number one, SEC final. Getting an intense, it was like the third quarter, I believe. And you know what I mean? It was getting aggressive. There was a foul committed, you know, purposeful. You know what I mean? A foul committed. And then it got heated. You know what I mean? The intensity, which I liked. You know what I mean? The ladies were hype. You know what I'm saying? They're just, in front of each other. Camila Cardoza. Big lady. Big as in height. Comes up. You know what I mean? Defending her teammates. Pushes the LSU player down. And this big old scuffle starts off. A lot of pushing and shoving. Which is like, all right, cool. But, you know what I mean? The girl that she pushed down, the lady she pushed down from LSU, her fam was in the stands. Of course, her brother hops out the stands, hops onto the court. You know what I mean? It's down there on the court. Like, yo, like, what are you doing, dog? What are you doing? What are you doing? So for those of you who don't know, if a scuffle breaks out, if there's pushing and shoving, if you're a player and a coach on the team, the players on the bench are not allowed to leave the bench and get on the floor. If you do, then you are subject to ejection. You're ejected. Coaches are allowed to come out there and hold players back, et cetera, et cetera. If you're a player on the bench, you're not allowed to leave the bench, get on the court, and pull players back, which I think that's a stupid rule. If you're on the bench, you know what I mean, and a scuffle breaks out, and you're out there on the floor, and you're pulling your teammates back, that's cool. You know what I mean? That should be justified. You shouldn't be ejected for just trying to prevent your teammate from doing something that'll possibly, you know what I mean, get them ejected, et cetera, et cetera. But that's the rule. You're not allowed to do so. So Camila, she's tall, 6'9", something like that. She's crazy tall. She pushes down the LSU player because LSU player, you know what I'm saying, was bumping players as the foul was committed. You know what I mean? It was a purposeful foul. She meant to foul old girl by pulling on her jersey. You know what I mean? So there was a little arm bumping, shoulder bumping. One of the other Gamecock players was flexing like, right in front of her. So she gives her this arm shove, you know what I'm saying, to her teammate Camila, the taller lady, runs up, pushes her down. Boom! Pushes her down. Teammates from LSU come up, are checking her. As soon as she pushes her down, her brother jumps out of the stand. They had center court seats, jumps over the barrier, over the scorer's table, onto the floor, is behind old girl, kind of like pushes her, and is just standing there. It's like, for what, dog? What are you doing? Like, what? Like, I get that's your sister. She gets pushed to the floor. But what are you going to do? You about to swing on a female? No, you're not, bro. No, you're not. So there was no point of you even jumping onto the floor. It's a part of the game, the intensity, the aggressiveness. I love it with the ladies just getting into it. You know what I mean? She shouldn't have pushed her down. It got intense. It got heated. It is what it is. It's part of the sport. What your ass doing jumping out of stands? He wasn't the only one, but he was the only one that made it to the floor. There was a couple other family members. They tried jumping down. Security snatched them up, pushed them back, told them to go back. Homie, the brother who made it to the court, got escorted out by police. But it's just like, what are you doing, bro? Sit your ass down, man. Stand up and be like, yo, what up? What up? I'm saying, be vocal. I do that at my daughter's games, but let them play. They're collegiate athletes. It's a part of the game. You know what I'm saying? And then let the refs handle it or whatever. As long as ain't no punches being thrown. She shouldn't have got pushed down. Camila got ejected. The game, the players who left the benches, they all got ejected because they all stood up and were on the floor like, yo, da, da, da. they all got ejected. So the game ended up being played 5-on-5, no subs, because everybody got ejected. Even the players on the bench got ejected because, like I said, they left the bench. They weren't even scuffling or anything like that. They just left. And they left the bench trying to see what's up or whatever. And yeah, the game ended 5-on-5 with... Who won that game? Let's see who won that game. I just saw the scuffle and I rewatched the scuffle. With South Carolina winning the game 79-72 heading into the tourney. But yeah, intensity. There was 2 weeks before that. This happened last weekend, and 2 weeks ago there was another fight. It was between smaller schools. It was Texas A&M Commerce versus what was the name of that smaller school? It was NIU or something like that. It wasn't Northern Illinois. It was something, some other school. But the game was over, and they were doing the lineup handshake at the end of the game. They were all dapping each other up. A full out fight broke out amongst players. It was just a big old scrap, and I was just like, "Yo, that's crazy! It's crazy, man. The intensity." But at that point, yo, the game's over. You know what I mean? It is what it is. You're being competitive. The opposition's being competitive. It is what it is. Leave it be. You know what I mean? Now, the team that advances, homies, you can't play probably that game and the game after that. So hopefully your team advances a couple of rounds so you can play. I mean, you got to think about shit like that. You got to think about shit like that, man. There's a bigger picture to it. But you can't just go off impulse, man. I know it's easier said than done, but you can't just go off impulse. But there's also UFC. You know what I mean? Sugar had to fight. You know what I'm saying? Sugar, damn. Having a brain fart, man. Apologize, man. Damn, what's homie's name, yo? Cat with the colorful hair. I know you're yelling it. Sugar Sean O'Malley. Damn, I don't know why that shit was a brain fart. Sugar Sean O'Malley, homie with the cornrows, with the colorful hair that looks like cotton candy. The champ. He went against Chito Vera. I had my money on Chito. You know, man, this is the second time they fought. Chito won the first one. I had Chito winning again. Put money on it. Lost. 5 rounds. Sean won via decision. So shout out to Sugar Sean O'Malley. Next big star to UFC, man. A lot of people are sleeping on him, man. Bantamweight. He has that. He has his look. He has the colorful look. Homie's a good fighter. So he had a fight this past weekend. UFC, what was that, 299? UFC, yeah, 299. UFC 300 is coming up next, too. You know, when they hit the 300s, 200s, it's always a big card. So that's coming up. But there's that. And a lot of trades, a lot of signings in the NFL are going down. Russell Wilson going to the Steelers. 1 year deal, $1.2 million. Veterans minimum, with the Broncos paying the rest of the $38.5 million that he's getting. Shout out to the Steelers for getting that fucking steal. Motherfuckers are riding off Russell Wilson. But homie's not done. Homie is not done. So don't sleep on Russell Wilson. My man Saquon, I thought he was going to go to my Chargers, but he did not. He went to the Eagles. Golly. I thought him on the Chargers would have been nuts. But we'll see. A lot of people are upset by that, especially Giants fans, because he went to the op. So we'll see how that goes. A lot of big signings. Kirk Cousins went to the Falcons. A lot of big signings, man. I'm excited about the NFL season. I love the new signings. I love the trades. I love when big names are going to different places. It switches it up. It reminds me of Madden when there's just like big name players on different teams. So we'll see what goes. We'll see what happens. Tony Pollard goes to the Titans. It's crazy. It's crazy. And, you know, this past weekend, so I'm a movie buff. The Oscars were this weekend. Now, I haven't been on my movie game. I've been slacking. I love all movies, from blockbusters to low budgets to indies to documentaries. When it comes to the award shows, I don't watch award shows. I grew up watching award shows with my sister and my mom. I watched the last award show was the Grammys, I believe, with my sister when I was in Florida. So I was like, you know what? I host a podcast that talks about society and culture. So let me watch this. Plus, I like movies. So let me watch the Oscars. You know what I mean? So I caught it a little late. But Oppenheimer swept. Well, it didn't sweep. Excuse me. It killed. Won numerous awards. Jimmy Kimmel was the host of the Oscars, by the way. Jimmy Kimmel's whack. I remember he had that scandal a few years ago on some racist stuff. Jimmy Kimmel's not funny. Not a fan of Jimmy Kimmel. His jokes were whack. Although he had one getting at Trump, which was funny. That was funny. I was like, all right. Which I don't know if that was real or not. I went to look it up. Didn't find anything. But other than that, Jimmy Kimmel's whack. Not a fan of his. What other big points? Yo, Ariana Grande came out. She performed. Or not performed. She presented. And man, I know she was just in a movie. And I know she lost a lot of weight for the movie. What was it? The new Wonka, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong, even though I can't hear you. For those out there listening. But she came out, man. She looked CGI'd. Like it was like she was CGI. Head was big. She's so thin. She had a big old dress on. I mean, I know it's high fashion, elegant dress. Don't know who made the dress, but she just looked, I don't know. She looked odd to me. Billie Eilish, not a fan of Billie Eilish. However, she won an Oscar for best song, best score. She's only 22 and has two Oscars. That's legendary. So shout out to Billie Eilish and her bro. She won for best original song for her song in Barbie. So 22, two-time Oscar winner. Who says that? Who can say that? You know what I mean? That's nuts. That's legendary. Shout out to Billie Eilish. Congratulations to her. The In Memoriam segment was beautiful. They sang, it was everybody in the film industry that we've lost in the past year. Hold on a second. I want to get the correct name of the song. Yeah. So the In Memoriam segment was sung, or the song sung was Por Ti Volar. And if y'all are familiar with Step Brothers, it was the song Brennan was singing when everybody's like, the fucking Catalina wine mixer. That song right there. And it was beautiful. Man, they were showing the slideshow. They had the orchestra playing. And the individuals who were singing were, hold on one second, let me pop that up. Sorry for not. Oh, Botticelli. Yeah, Time to Say Goodbye. Yep. By Andrea Bocelli and Matteo Bocelli. Bocelli. Performed that at the Oscars for the In Memoriam segment. You know, they showed Carl Weathers, they showed Matthew Perry, they showed editors, producers, other actors that we had lost in over the last year. It was beautiful, man. Performed beautifully. Golly, I couldn't help but to think about Step Brothers and Will Ferrell doing it, fucking Catalina wine mixer. And I felt bad because it's In Memoriam. We're recognizing those we lost from the American film, or from the movie industry. And then to think about that was just, I felt bad, but it was beautiful. Beautifully performed. Orchestra, the segment was beautiful. If you haven't seen it, check it out. The In Memoriam from the 2024 Oscars. Man, beautiful performance. Another performance that was memorable, I guess, breaking the internet, was Ryan Gosling's performance of I'm Just Ken at the Oscars, which I haven't seen Barbie. I guess I gotta see it now because apparently it's a good movie, Oscar nominated. But he performed I'm Just Ken, which the performance was good. Ryan Gosling did his thing. He sounded well. The performance was good. He had Slash out there on the guitar. It was good. So I gotta check it out. The performance was funny. It was interesting. You had people in the crowd singing. So another performance that actually stood out to me. For the Best Male Actor Award. So how they did it this year was cool. They had five previous winners of the award present the award to whoever was nominated this year. So the five previous Best Actor Award winners, for example, one was it was Matthew McConaughey, Forest Whitaker, Nicolas Cage, Sir Ben Kingsley, and the fifth dude, I don't know who that was, the Asian fella. He was in the middle. But I saw that. I was like, okay, boom. Or was it Tim Robbins? It was Nicolas Cage, Matthew McConaughey, Tim Robbins, Forest Whitaker. Yeah. And then the Asian guy. I don't know who he is. But I seen that and I was like, Nicolas Cage is an Oscar winning actor? See, it made my voice crack. Nicolas Cage is an Oscar winning actor. That is crazy. All the slack and the shit people talk about this fool and his acting. And this fool is an Oscar winning actor. Like, I wonder what did that fool win an Oscar for? Which I don't mind Nicolas Cage, but you know what I mean? As of recent Nicolas Cage, it's like, all right, some of your roles are like, all right, bro. What film? Wagat. Don't you hate when you type something and then you look at the word you typed and it's not what you typed? I tried typing what and it was WGAT. What film did Nicolas Cage win an Oscar for? Leaving Las Vegas. Huh. Leaving Las Vegas was a movie back in 1996. I didn't know he won an Oscar for that. And he's been catching slack about his acting ever since then, too. I remember in the 90s, Nicolas Cage was that dude. He had Face Off. He had Con Air. You know what I mean? For all you youngsters, y'all probably don't even know what that is. But I don't know. I just thought that was interesting. I was like, damn, that fool's an Oscar award-winning actor. Crazy. But, of course, who wins the best actor in a film? Cillian Murphy for Oppenheimer. I was watching the award show and I was like, every award that had Oppenheimer as a nominee, I was like, duh, don't even read the nominees, because if Oppenheimer, somebody associated with Oppenheimer is a part of it, they're gonna win. And that's what happened. Every award that I saw ever since I started watching it, Best Actress didn't go to, there wasn't a Best Actress nominee for Oppenheimer. Emma Stone won it for Poor Little Things, but Nolan won Best Director. It won Best Actor. It won like the majors. It won Best Supporting Actor, Robert Downey Jr. So is Oppenheimer that good of a movie? Let me know in the comment section. I need to check it out if it is. I know a lot of people aren't aware of what or who Oppenheimer is, or they are. It's like, you know, atomic bomb, doesn't seem interesting. I was one of those people. Me and my wife, we are movie buffs. We love movies. And even if we don't know backstories of a movie, we'll watch it. If it's a movie based on real events, whatever, we'll still watch it. And then we'll learn. We'll watch the movie and then go back, learn about said topic, etc. With Oppenheimer, I know there's a lot of buzz behind it and a lot of hype with the actors and stuff, but I was just like, I don't know if it's going to hold my attention. So do I need to watch Oppenheimer? Let me know in the comments. Send me a DM. Let me know. I actually kind of want to watch it now. I won all these awards, but you already know when it comes to Academy Awards, there's a lot of movies you've never even heard of that are like, what is this movie? Never even heard of this movie. And the movie you see the nominee or the clip or the scene, and this is like, that looks drab. You know what I mean? But the more you mature, the more you got to be open-minded to things, like I've said before, and give it a try. So I think I'm going to give Oppenheimer a try, 3 hours worth. But I heard the 3 hours go by because you're so intrigued into the movie. So do I need to check it out? Let me know, y'all. But Academy Awards, like I said, was this past weekend. Not really big on award shows, but I watched that one. It was cool. Jimmy Kimmel sucks still to this day. Not a fan. But it was cool. Shout out to everybody who won an award, to the actors doing their thing. And it makes you appreciate the actors too, because, you know, in high school, people take drama and you do go to their performances at assemblies or whatever, and you're like, what are y'all doing? Blah, blah, blah. Those are the actors. So I told my daughter, who wants to do drama, I was like, do that stuff. Don't worry about what everybody else is thinking, because you do drama, you get good at it, you become an actor, because that's what you're doing in drama. You're acting. You know what I mean? Whether it's movies or Broadway, do your thing. But shout out to the actors. Shout out to everybody who won. Congratulations. And yeah. But with that being said, that'll wrap it up for this episode. Episode 61 of the Yeah That Podcast. Like I said before, thank y'all for listening. Thanks for the support, for everybody out there supporting, listening. Make sure you follow on all platforms. At Yeah That Podcast, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube.com/West Coast Rob. Check out the clips. I gotta go pee. But thank y'all for listening. I appreciate y'all so much. Until the next episode, it's the homie West Coast Rob signing out. Yeah.
The Yeah That Podcast.